national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it's Pensacola right now. Happy Tuesday. Joe and Gracie with you here for another three-hour adventure in which we tell you everything going on in the world today. And Florida, the epicenter of the universe today, as President, former President Trump, arraigned on the federal charges. And about a half hour ago, his flight took off from Miami International Airport and he's en route now back to New Jersey. He will give a rally and make more comments later on. I have no idea when those comments will be. It may be after we're on the air, but certainly if we see that he has a speech while we're on the air, we will certainly bring you those comments live. But I did want to at least kind of give you a rundown here of what we saw as I was surprised to see. I was obviously not surprised to see Fox News just go wall to wall with the coverage throughout the day, like the entire afternoon. Cameras following his motorcade. He stopped at a cafe on the way to the airport, but there were no cell phones. There were no cameras. There was no technology in the courtroom. So we did not see any of the actual arraignment process. Networks had coverage throughout the afternoon where it was kind of eerily similar to, you know, the coverage of the O.J. Simpson case where, you know, the Bronco chase, where it's just helicopter footage. And for about 3 hours, all we saw was just helicopter coverage over the courthouse. You had sea of people there. Miami police say right now there have been no arrests. Everything's been mostly peaceful, but really no substance behind the images. What we saw throughout the afternoon, that is until Trump made the stop at a cafe, and there he had his first comments since pleading not guilty.
I think it's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems.
So again, we'll have to just wait and see what he has to say later on. Very brief comments, about 30 to 45 seconds or so. Took a lot of selfies with people, but I was kind of surprised. You know, I obviously know like the historical significance of it, but the fact that there was so little to actually see other than just a bird's eye view of people gathered around the courthouse and the motorcade going to and from the courthouse. Nothing really else there. So, but that's my 60-second rundown of the proceedings today. And, of course, we'll hear what President Trump has to say later on tonight. 4:15 right now. We'll pause for a local check of the roads and our weather. Again, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect, similar to what we had yesterday, although it looks like the rain will move through a little bit earlier than it did yesterday. Gracie?
Well, roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. And for weather, just as Joe mentioned, we do have severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 7 p.m. this afternoon. So just keep that in mind. Right now, looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain in our listening area. This is going to be up 29. McDavid getting some rain as well as Century, and it is just making its way eastbound. So just keep that in mind. We will be seeing some rain later this evening. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. We're going to get back to top three stories in just a bit. But Blue Angels history is back, history of the Blue Angels. And today's is brought to you by National Naval Aviation Museum.
World War II was over. The United States military had defeated the Japanese due in large part to the combat and support waged by the U.S. Navy's finest aviators. Despite this, there were many high-ranking civilian and military officials who considered naval aviation unnecessary and thought it should be disbanded altogether. Nonetheless, on April 24, 1946, Admiral Chester Nimitz, Chief of Naval Operations, issued a directive that a flight exhibition team be organized within the Naval Air Advanced Training Command to represent the Navy at air shows and at similar events. Selected to organize the team was Lieutenant Commander Butch Voris, a World War II combat ace who participated in practically all the major air campaigns in the South Pacific. Voris would select his teammates from among combat veterans who were on active duty as instructors at the training command. He chose Lieutenant Commander Lloyd Barnard and Lieutenant Maurice Wickendall, who were his squadron mates during the war, plus Lieutenant J.G. Mel Cassidy to complete the four-man team. But Barnard received orders to Texas and was replaced by Lieutenant Al Taddeo before the first public performance. Based out of Cecil Field near Jacksonville, the team flew the Grumman F-6F Hellcat propeller-driven plane, which served them so well during the war. The Hellcat was a very responsive aircraft. Of critical importance was its inherent stability during inverted flight. The Hellcats used were basically the same aircraft flown in World War II, but with armaments and certain armor removed. The planes were painted blue overall. Yellow paint was used for the words U.S. Navy on both sides of the fuselage and for the plane's number on each side of the tail. The team trained for only a month before their first public performance at the Southeastern Air Show at Craig Field outside Jacksonville on June 15, 1946. The team's 17-minute routine consisted of combat maneuvers and three of the planes flying the V formation about 12 feet apart while rolling on each plane's individual axis. Altitude ranged from 10 to 2,800 feet. The fourth plane was used to demonstrate the Hellcat's capabilities in solo maneuvers. The pilots did not have special uniforms as they do today. They flew in their regular flight suits. In fact, the team did not even have a name. That was to come later. And how the name was selected is quite a story. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
How the Blue Angels got their name, or should I say names, is the subject of our next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth, aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where Southern and seafood meet.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Gracie with you here on a Tuesday, 422. Thank you for joining us as we get you a full rundown of everything going on in the world today. Spent the last segment before the Blue Angel feature, which I just love, by the way. The Blue Angels this past weekend were in Smyrna, Tennessee, and now the countdown is on towards the big beat show. July 8th, 7th and 8th, I think, is when the Blues will be taking the skies over Pensacola Beach. Of course, we'll have full coverage both days of that and in the lead up to that, features on the Blue Angels every day at this time. Just wanted to wrap up our top three stories here before we get a quick check of the roads and weather. Of course, former President Trump arraigned, pleading not guilty to federal charges today regarding classified documents. He's now in the air, headed back to New Jersey. The only arrest near the federal courthouse in Miami today was of a protester who charged at his motorcade. Dominic Santana said he came to stand up to what he called Trump's cult-like following. He was immediately tackled and handcuffed after trying to run in front of the black SUV carrying Trump back to Miami International Airport. And in Denver, two men in custody in connection to a shooting just about a mile away from the arena where the Nuggets won the NBA championship last night.
10 individuals sustained gunshot wounds in this incident. 9 were men. We had one woman injured as well. All were reported to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
And that was a police chief there. It happened about a mile from the arena. Found at least 20 rounds at the scene. One of the suspects was also shot in that incident there. A couple local stories here before we get to traffic. We heard from Pensacola police today after a couple of weekend shootings, and they did make an arrest in a Sunday morning shooting downtown. Here's PPD spokesman Mike Wood.
Well, officers were able to develop leads over the past couple of days that led to two search warrants being served at two different homes, and two individuals eventually taken into custody, one for the shooting itself and the other for being accessory after the fact.
Rashawn Posey is now charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. Warren Graham was arrested for accessory after the fact on the same charges. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons, we heard from him today on the Pensacola Morning News, says that they are still looking for information on the five suspects responsible for yesterday morning's home invasion on Majors Road. The five suspects allegedly pistol-whipped an elderly man after he told them he did not have any money. Simmons says they do not believe that the act was random. 425 right now, local check of the roads and first warning weather together.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Also, 29 not showing any major slowdowns. If you do see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. We do have some severe weather in our area, though. We have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 7 p.m. this evening. And right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we have a lot of clusters of rain just coming through our area. That's going to be just north of Pensacola. Ensley seeing some light rain, but we do have patches just north of Milton and through McDavid that is getting some rain currently. So just keep that in mind. And also some scattered storms throughout Daphne and Gulf Shores. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together. And this update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. And Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
And also wanted to hit on this. I don't know if you got a chance to, or if you pay any attention to Good Morning America on ABC this morning. Michael Strahan interviewed former NFL running back Peyton Hillis. And Hillis went into pretty dramatic details about the water rescue that he and his family were involved in out at Pensacola Beach in January. And he says it was 100% a miracle that nobody died.
I think the scariest point to me was when I'm swimming to my son and I have to pass by him because my niece is in more danger.
You had to make a decision.
Yes, but I knew that I had to pass him up to get to Camille first because, you know, if I didn't, you know, there's no way she would have made it.
And after rescuing his niece and sticking her on a boogie board, he then went after his 9-year-old son. And after reaching the shore and walking to the beach, Hillis says he passed out. He would then spend the next few weeks in Baptist Hospital's ICU. He says he still has a long road to recovery, both physically and mentally as well. Taking a look at some state headlines here before we get to the first Fox News update. There are signs that the tropics may be heating up. In its latest discussions, the National Hurricane Center says that it's tracking four tropical waves. The good news, though, is that no formation is expected during the next 7 days. The next named storm will be the second of the season. It will be named Brett, but they are not expecting any activity over the next 7 days.
And Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that allows minor league baseball teams to pay their players less than the state's minimum wage. A bill passed this year incorporates into the state's minimum wage law that makes an exemption for minor league baseball players at the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. The hourly rate for federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, and Florida's current minimum wage is $11 per hour. And this is set to go up to $12 per hour in September.
Florida Power and Light customers will see some relief on electric bills starting next month. Certainly a statewide note, but affects us here locally.
Due to the change in the gas price market, we've had the opportunity to come back to the commission twice now to bring further bill reductions to our customers. So it's actually something that we're very pleased about.
That's Florida Power and Light's Ken Hoffman. The Public Service Commission today approved the plan to lower customer bills thanks to lower than expected cost of natural gas used to fuel power plants. Here in Northwest Florida, if you use 1,000 kilowatt hours, you should see a savings of about $4.
And University of South Florida is going to be moving forward with a new football stadium. The Board of Trustees gave the final go-ahead for the stadium that's going to cost $340 million. The school is going to be taking out a loan for $200 million of it. And the stadium is expected to be opened and, up for games and everything during the 2026-27 season.
And hearing from Senator Marco Rubio as he's weighing in on the federal charges against Donald Trump.
So this is what we're going to be focused on while China is opening spy bases in Cuba, flipping places like Honduras, just in our own hemisphere, not to mention what they're doing all over the world.
And he says the charges are unlike anything we've seen before, and it's gone too far. Well, we'll have to see if we hear from former President Trump during the show today. He's en route back to New Jersey and is holding a rally a bit later on tonight. 4:30 Fox News update is next. We'll cover anything that they didn't with national news coming up. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump's attorneys entering not guilty pleas on his behalf as he's arraigned in a Miami federal courtroom on 37 felony charges stemming from sensitive documents recovered from Trump's private Florida estate. The former president making a stop at a Miami diner to meet with supporters after his court appearance.
I think it's going great.
Okay,
I think it's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems. We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds and everything else.
The president's aide, Walt Nauta, not entering pleas as he's yet to acquire local legal representation. The former president now expected to deliver comments tonight during a political fundraiser at his private golf club in New Jersey. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks posted modest gains again, thanks in part to data showing that inflation eased further last month. The S&P 500 added 30 points, the Dow Industrials rose 145, and the NASDAQ Composite tacked on 111. A UBS analyst says Apple could soon experience a slowdown in iPhone sales and services revenue. David Vogt downgraded its rating on the tech giant's stock to neutral from buy as a result, even though he lifted his price target by $10 to $190. Apple shares up about 40% this year, hit an all-time closing high yesterday just under $184. Today, the shares ended fractionally lower. If you own a Jeep Grand Cherokee made in the last couple of years, take note. Parent company Stellantis is recalling 354,000 of them, mostly in North America, because the rear coil springs can fall off while driving, increasing the risk of a crash and possibly creating a hazard for other drivers. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke.
An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code QUALITY at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code QUALITY at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout. Minimum orders required. See site for details.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. The Denver Nuggets are NBA champs, and reluctant star Nikola Jokic was true to form. There were no tears from the finals MVP, no thanking higher beings or collapsing into a heap of emotion. Jokic, stoic as ever, simply said, quote, the job is done, and now we can go home, end quote. And home meaning his native Serbia, where he has a horse farm. The man has his priorities. I'm Maggie Gray.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Loaner Tool Program offers more than 80 specialty tools. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local racetrack today.
Heavy on projects, but light on staff? Indeed's hiring platform helps attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. We do have some severe weather in our area and going to continue throughout the rest of this evening. So we'll get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get started on our national stories. Right now, I-10 and I-110 are looking good. And 29 is looking great all the way up to Century, despite having some rain. So just keep that in mind. We're looking good on the roads, but we do have some rain in our area. That's going to be just light rain all throughout, just north of Pensacola, north of Milton. And it is making its way through our area. We do have some heavier thunderstorm taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, making its way right across the Alabama-Florida state line right now, just north of Pensacola, closer to Molino. So that is making its way eastbound currently. If you see something else on the roads, you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So just seeing this and wanted to get your thoughts on this, the text line is always open, 437-1620. Part Media Partners of Channel 3 reporting that the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse is back open as of this afternoon at lunchtime. They had a visit from the health department that did the inspection and that they were approved for reopening. I will say that the criminal investigation is still ongoing. No arrests have been made. Sheriff Johnson in Santa Rosa County says there's multiple agencies still involved. They have questioned and cleared one employee, but again, no arrest made at this time. On Facebook, the restaurant posted a statement that says, in part, quote, our goal is to always provide delicious food and an enjoyable environment for everyone who comes through our doors. We are a family-owned business who serves the families of Pace. We can assure you that this was an isolated incident that in no way reflects our service as a whole. Nikko's, though, back open. So I want to get your thoughts on that. 437-1620 is the health department signing off on the restaurant being reopened satisfactory. If you were ever thinking of, you know, would I ever go back to that restaurant? Is that sufficient? Do you need to see the conclusion of the criminal proceedings before making that determination? Or have you already written off that restaurant moving forward? Be very interested to get the pulse of Pensacola and the greater community on that. 437-1620 is the phone number there as Nikko's reopened for lunch and moving forward now this afternoon. 440 here on News Radio. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Taking a look at national news, of course, the headlines dominated. We spent plenty of time in the first half hour talking about former President Trump. We'll do that certainly as the show progresses. But moving on to other stuff happening today, Congress voting on a bill that would strike down a recent change to the federal gun laws. This has to do with pistol braces, which have been used in several recent mass shootings. And pistol braces would need to be registered with the ATF. That is the change there, and Congress is trying to block that. So that is what that is going on the House floor for debate today.
And authorities in Philadelphia have now confirmed that a body was recovered along the I-95 where the tanker truck caught fire over the weekend. That eventually led to the collapse of the elevated portion of the interstate. Detectives haven't released any details on the victim or the victim's identity. Governor Josh Shapiro since has declared an emergency declaration with the goal of accelerating the repairs to the freeway.
In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker signing a first-of-its-kind law prohibiting libraries from banning books.
Book bans are about censorship. Marginalizing people, marginalizing ideas and facts. Regimes ban books, yes. Not democracies.
And the measure will allow the Illinois Secretary of State's office to deny grant funding to public and school libraries that ban books for partisan or doctrinal reasons.
Also, one person is dead and 11 others are recovered after a tour bus capsized near Niagara Falls. There were 28 passengers on a boat operated on board the Lockport Cave underground tour boat when it came unbalanced and capsized yesterday. The person who died ended up being trapped underneath the boat, but everyone else who was hurt is expected to survive.
The Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. They're reviewing cases involving the University of North Carolina and Harvard. In the case involving Harvard, student John Wong was turned down by six elite universities despite a perfect score on the SATs, math section, and a 4.65 GPA in high school. He said he was told by college admission experts he would almost certainly have got into Harvard if he were black.
Nearly two dozen U.S. service members were injured after a helicopter accident in Syria on Sunday. Military didn't provide any details about the incident, but they did say that 10 of the 22 that were injured were sent to medical facilities outside the region. It's also reported that no enemy fire was involved during this incident. Over 900 U.S. troops are in Syria to fight the remnants of the Islamic State and Iranian-backed militias.
And before we get a local traffic and weather update, sports notes, we do have Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. 7 o'clock start time on TNT. The Panthers trying to get the series back to South Florida. The Knights trying to wrap it up. They lead 3-1. Major League Baseball, we have the Braves continuing their series in Detroit, taking on the Tigers, 5:40 start time. The Rays and the Marlins still out west. The Rays taking on the Oakland A's, 8:40 start time. And same start time for the Marlins taking on the Seattle Mariners. TV games at 6:10. We've got the Mets and the Yankees in a Subway Series. That game on TBS. NFL notes today. DeAndre Hopkins started his journey as a free agent, meeting with the Tennessee Titans yesterday. He's also expected to visit the Patriots and is setting up meetings with other teams as well. The Jacksonville Jaguars could potentially trade in turf for track. Team officials say Daytona International Speedway could be a temporary home for Jacksonville as they begin renovations on their football stadium. The field for the 2023 College World Series is set. The action in Omaha will start Friday. TCU battles Oral Roberts, and two-seeded Florida will be taking on seven-seeded Virginia. And then on Saturday, top-seeded Wake Forest will face eight-seeded Stanford before five-seed LSU takes on SEC rival Tennessee. And golf's third major starts Thursday. The U.S. Open is at the Los Angeles Country Club. The most noteworthy group will be interesting, and you can't tell me that this wasn't planned. I don't know how this works out, but Rory McIlroy is being partnered with Brooks Koepka. And if you know anything about the world of golf and have been following this at all, we heard Rory's name a lot with the LIV PGA merger. Brooks Koepka, one of the top golfers in the LIV Tour, he just won the PGA Championship, so putting those two in the group is absolutely must-see TV on Thursday. By the way, the third person in that group, 2021 Masters champion Hideki Matsuyama there. 4:45, we'll get a check of the roads now and our weather. Gracie, how's it looking?
We're looking good right now throughout Pensacola on I-10 and I-110, as well as throughout Garcon Point. But we are seeing slowdowns through just east of that, in between Harold and Holt. This is most likely due to the severe weather that we're getting right there. So if you do see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Speaking of weather, the severe weather is moving its way eastbound, and it is right along I-10. So the scattered storms are real spread out. Just following I-10 right now. We are still having some light rain throughout Milton, Molino. And so if you do see something else, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Health, business, and science notes. Student loan payments are due starting in October. The Department of Education said the pandemic pause on monthly federal student loan bills will resume this year. It started back in March of 2020 when the Biden administration said it would either end 60 days after June 30th or 60 days after the Supreme Court rules on the separate student loan forgiveness program. The Department of Education now clarifying that student loan interest would resume on September 1st and payments are due starting in October.
And some good news, hope this isn't jinxing it, but inflation is slowing. May's inflation rate is the lowest annual rate in more than 2 years. The Labor Department says that the Consumer Price Index jumped just 0.1% for the month, bringing the annual rate down 4%. This is the smallest increase since March of 2021 when inflation started to reach historic levels.
And Fed watchers are expecting that the Federal Reserve will stop raising interest rates for the first time in 11 policy meetings. They have a two-day meeting today and tomorrow, and while an interest rate pause would be welcomed, investors are betting that the pause won't last very long.
And food prices are up as of last month after declining in the spring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the prices in grocery stores went up 0.1% from April to May. Menu items went up 0.5% in the same time, and grocery prices are nearly 6% more expensive this time from last year, and menu prices rose over 8% in the past year.
Pop culture news, it's the end of an era.
Lolita.
Oh, South Potato, sorry.
No. Michael?
Self-portrait.
Yeah, that's it. All right. No. But, you know, things come. But I just want to confirm, you did say self-potato? Okay.
The pointed desert?
No, still time.
The pointed desert.
James, it's your turn.
The pointed desert.
No, you still have time.
I still have time. I like to solve.
It was say it.
The pointed
it's
desert.
It's not the pointed desert.
Oh,
no matter how many times you say it.
The painted desert.
There you go.
Hey, three times they tried pointed desert on that last one, but it was not the case there. Wheel of Fortune's been around since like the mid-70s. Since 1988, it's been Pat Sajak as the host. So, I mean, my entire lifetime of watching Wheel of Fortune, and for many of us, it's been him. But he announced on Twitter yesterday that after 41 seasons, that will be it. So Pat Sajak and Vanna White, and I started thinking, you know, who would be a
good replacement?
Yeah. And I got a couple names. Wayne Brady, he's a popular guy. He's hosted some shows there. Loved him on the old edition of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Grew up on that show with Drew Carey. Love him. I also think we heard from him earlier, Michael Strahan would be a fantastic host. His profile has just risen exponentially since, you know, retiring from the Giants. You know, he's done Regis and Kelly. He does ABC's Good Morning America. Obviously, the Fox pregame show is super, super popular as well. So that might be a good one there. 4:50, we'll take a break, come back with a look at some wacky, weird stuff, and, of course, good news. On a Tuesday, it's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Happy Tuesday, Joe and Gracie with you here. Just a reminder, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in the listening area until 7 o'clock. Sky is a little bit darker now than they were this time yesterday, but looks like the radar doesn't look nearly as ominous as it did yesterday. And it looks like, Gracie, if you could expand out a little, that the storms are, they're kind of moving
the
through.
Worst
looks
of
like,
it.
The worst of it is, off into Okaloosa, Walton County. Mm-hmm. There's other stuff back in Mississippi, like Western Mississippi, but looks like we'll be clear here for a little while. So that's some good news there. Text line's always open, 437-1620. A texter says, we're talking last segment about who might be a good replacement for Pat Sajak on the Wheel of Fortune. I mentioned Michael Strahan. Texter says, he already does the $100,000 pyramid. I know Wayne Brady does some, hosts some game shows as well. But yeah, I don't know. The network executives make a lot more money than I do, and that's why they make these decisions. But Wheel of Fortune, when you think of game shows, it's really Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Are really, the
staples,
the prime time spot. So anybody who's hosting a current game show other than those two would be a promotion. It would be seen as a promotion. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Who might be a good replacement for Pat Sajak on the Wheel of Fortune? We got one more year, though. The season 41 starts in September, so we do have some time. Also, Texter, heard they were maybe looking at his daughter to take the position. Well, interesting. I had not heard that.
I saw that. I don't know if it's
true. Is she like in like media or anything? Do you know?
I also saw it was on People, so I don't know how trustworthy it is. But it said that
country music singer. Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either.
Maggie Sajak.
I saw that.
Up and coming, I guess.
Yeah, right. It'll be a step up for anyone, for sure.
Jim Carrey.
I saw that Ryan Seacrest, maybe, but I don't know if that's true or if it's just tabloid stuff. But
getting Anthony Anderson. Somebody said Jim Carrey. Yeah, I don't know. He may be a little. I think you want somebody kind of right down the middle.
Yeah.
As far as polarizing figures go. But, it'd be interesting there. We'll certainly pick up that conversation there. How about some wild and wacky stuff here? South Korean police arresting a British man for attempting to climb Seoul's Lotte World Tower. Security guard spotted George King Thompson climbing up the 123-floor building without rope and called police. Firefighters say they intercepted the climber on the 72nd floor of the skyscraper. King Thompson was also arrested in 2019 for climbing the London Bridge Tower, so the first time he's tried that.
He loves climbing. Well, a man in Canada was recently creating a trail through his property. He stumbled upon a very large vine going up his tree. Turns out it was the world's largest poison ivy plant on record. So Hopefully he stayed away from
Texture it. Texture says, Andrew McKay for the wheel.
I think he was on Wheel of Fortune.
I did not know that.
I got to double check, but that was one of those little promos, wasn't it? Remember we did promos of like fun facts of the host?
Wow, I missed that one.
I think he was.
But I'm going to disagree with though. I mean, that would be a demotion for him. Going from Pensacola Morning News to
obviously,
and I was just thinking about this morning. By the way, I will just say this about Andrew. So, if you have followed the situation with the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office and the kind of feud that's been brewing here with Escambia County, he did this morning just a tremendous, tremendous recap of last week's meeting that the Domes Board had. Included Escambia Commissioner Robert Bender. If you haven't heard it, if you have any interest at all in, you know, Escambia County government or the situation there, and if you haven't heard it, I would strongly encourage you to listen to that. It was just absolutely fantastic to listen to that this morning. I believe he's got the podcast of just that on our News Radio Facebook page as well. But yeah, now we're on this rabbit trail because Andrew is being his name's being thrown out there for the Wheel of Fortune hosting. I agree. Don't get me wrong, Andrew would enjoy it, but I think he thoroughly enjoys being at the desk in the morning. And you know, between him and Candy, it's one heck of a ride for me every morning's work. Yeah, I agree. Andrew is he can't leave us for Wheel of Fortune.
If he does, then Candy has to be the one that presses the letters, the helper package deal.
That would be hilarious and would probably get them kicked off the air at some point.
Yes.
So,
sure.
Yeah. But yeah, had some fun here. Hour number one. We'll continue things here. We've got Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We'll see what they have to say. A lot of local stuff happening over the last couple of days. By the way, if you missed it, last segment, we told you that Nikko Japanese restaurant is back open. Health department was there this afternoon. Are you good with that? As the criminal investigation still ongoing, we haven't heard of any arrest yet. Are you good with the health department signing off? Is that something that you will entertain in the future? Going to Nikko Japanese Restaurant. Let us know your thoughts. 437-1620. We'll be back in about 10 minutes with a full rundown of everything happening today. It's Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.